Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. You know that to be true. Uninformed buffoon, stupid, you name it. I've been called everything on this show.
Not by me, you haven't. I've always treated you with the utmost respect, you nincompoop.
See, that's how you know that you're above 60. You use that phrase.
That's right. True. You don't hear that much anymore, do you?
Well, I was going to introduce you as the mayor of Shamokin Dam.
Right.
Bar Association thingamabob.
Yeah, right, that too.
CSVT.
Sure.
PAB.
No doubt.
Emergency energy. And blah, blah, blah.
Earthquake director.
But now I'm
These
not
things
going
you
to.
Make up. Okay. Just well, then I don't have to say you're strikingly handsome.
Not until next month.
Well, okay. Well, we got a way to go.
So
a couple of days.
Joe's just an egghead who comes in here and talks to us. Ultra-conservative, natural-born listener, pop at the dinner table, and...
A natural-born egghead who comes in and talks to us.
That's all right.
I like that description.
All right, 1-800-795-9565, not N-O-T, K-N-O-T, random digits. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Hometown Pharmacies. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome throughout our program to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message like the one we sent last week when the Mueller report was out. If you're not a Text Connect member, sign up at wkok.com. Breaking local or national news, important weather updates, or closed roads are common things to go out via Text Connect. Oh, and the Sunbury Motor Company is our overall umbrella sponsor, as they're called.
And we could use an umbrella here most days because it rains. Well, somebody comes in and rains on our parade.
We need a hip boot sponsor sometimes.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt. That wouldn't hurt at all.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We often talked about cable TV. Well, we know some numbers
today. Yeah, some big things. Actually, there are two. One involving, most of them involving MSNBC and CNN. This is interesting. Tucker Carlson did an opinion piece called CNN is really a super PAC colluding with the Democratic Party on the news you hear. But putting aside the commentary, he did cite some numbers. He said there are people who had staked their reputations on the fortunes of the collusion hoax, and they were stunned. Befuddled politicians stammered on television trying to figure out what to say about the news. Viewers of liberal media outlets didn't want to hear anything about it. Huge numbers of them just quit watching immediately. On Tuesday night, CNN's 8 p.m. show lost nearly 50% of its viewers. And meanwhile, on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow isn't backing away from her coverage of President Trump and any connection to Russians' involvement in trying to influence the 2016 presidential campaign. The question is how much her fans want to hear. Maddow's audience has dipped on her 2 days back on the air since Attorney General William Barr reported the special counsel Robert Mueller had found no collusion between Trump and Russia's efforts. Her audience of 2.5 million on Monday was 19% below her average this year, and it went down further to 2.3 million on Tuesday, the Nielsen company said. Meanwhile, her head-to-head competitor on Fox News, Sean Hannity, saw his audience soar Monday to 4 million viewers, a 32% increase from his average. So, people, and what's fascinating, what Tucker Carlson's piece was about, is that almost immediately, on a dime, the Democrats and the media switched to health care. You know, it's like, okay, well, we pushed collusion as far as it'll go. Now we got to switch to something else. And he points out that after Nancy Pelosi came out and said the Democrats were going to be focusing on health care, both MSNBC and CNN, every one of their programs from the time she said that featured something about health care, including Don Lemon and all the others. So his point is that, what you know, they get their marching orders from Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I guess the objectivity of CNN is it any? It used to be questioned. Now it's obvious, and MSNBC's a write-off, just like Fox News,
sure,
you know, portrays themselves as objective, but obviously they're conservative-leaning. Same with MSNBC, so they're...
No, MSNBC's not conservative-leaning.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, Fox is
liberal-leaning.
Thank you. And so, therefore, is CNN trying to hold the middle ground? I thought they were trying to stake that area out, you know, that they're going to be in the middle and, you know, have some Republicans and have some Democrats and balance everything out. But that is not what they're doing, as you pointed out. They did essentially, I think your report that they didn't do any stories about the Mueller report.
Not the Mueller report,
right.
The collusion issue. They've talked a lot about the Mueller report, but, you know, they haven't pressed on with collusion after this.
Well, and some of the commentators, not all of them, some of the guests on the show continue to point out that, you know, we've only read the Attorney General Barr's summary of it. We haven't seen the actual report. And his summary is by no means objective. You know, he obviously works for the president, so
he does, but he's also independent to a certain degree.
Blah, come on, Joe. He has absolutely no independence, but nonetheless, you know, even with that lack of objectivity, if you come out and you say that there was no collusion involving the president in the campaign with Russia, that's a definitive statement. And so we will certainly hope that whomever sees the full Mueller report will bear out whatever the attorney general has said.
Well, I think it should be released in its entirety, except that I think there are probably parts of it that will have to be redacted if they deal with national security. And, of course, there's also executive privilege, which could be brought into question. And that doesn't mean that it's trying to cover anything up. It just means that the president is entitled to, you know, work product with his subordinates, same way an attorney is within his law office.
So all the way back around to the fact that the ratings were higher for Fox, but in a way that doesn't really surprise me, because I think people probably wanted to see what it was that sort of the insiders would say, the supporters of the president would say, what does this really mean?
I think I won't say you're missing it, but I think to me the point was that both these networks had spent so much time on this investigation. Mueller's going to show this. I mean, Fox did a montage of some of the comments their talking heads have made and their reporters have made over the past 2 years about, the collusion, the collusion picture's coming into clear view now. That was our hardball friend, Mr. Matthews, saying things like that. You know, we have evidence, the mounting evidence. And then all of a sudden, there's no beef. You know, so a lot of their viewers, I think, felt let down and discouraged that the people that they were holding up as the pillars of society, if you will, have feet of clay.
Well, we hope the Attorney General's summary is accurately portraying what is actually in the report. So hopefully we'll find out before
too long.
I think
he'd be on very rough ground if it wasn't. You know, he may not have put everything out there, but I think the salient points, if he messed them up...
Well, no, but I'm just saying that, you know, you can't honestly consider him objective. But nonetheless, if he says in his summary, it showed no collusion involving Donald John Trump, we hope that that's true. And, of course, just because you don't have criminal charges doesn't mean that you don't have any charges. So it's certainly possible that the dozens of investigations that are continuing could produce some charges. But, you know, Barr didn't deal with that. He just said, there's no reason to charge him with obstruction at this time.
How about the FISA court warrants? The president has threatened for some time to release
them. I don't know
them.
Anything about them.
Well, the president has threatened to release them because they were based on the he contends they were based on the fake Steele dossier, which was paid for by Hillary Clinton and the Democratic campaign.
Okay, so, well, we want that. We want to see those, right?
I want to see them.
Okay.
I want to see the full Mueller report. I want to see that.
Okay.
Two, let's get everything out here. Let's get all the dirty laundry out.
Well, and as you said, the very first thing Monday morning, now let's investigate the investigators. If they found no beef, why did they say there was some?
Right. I mean, the Democrats wanted a major investigation when there were no weapons of mass destruction found in Saddam Hussein's regime, and I think they were right in asking for that, and I think we should ask how this investigation got started, how $25 million of taxpayers' money, 2 years of our time, got spent.
Now, I don't know this to be true, but one of our good Facebook friends says, well, you can talk about the $25 million, but the cost has actually been offset by the dozens of indictments that have come out of it and the assets that have been forfeited to the government throughout that period.
But none of them related to the target of the investigation, which was collusion with the Russians in the campaign. None of them were resulting from that.
You didn't hear what I said. Hey, this is about dollars and cents.
No, I know, but I understand what you're saying. They recovered
money back. Well, yeah, I understand the indictments don't relate to collusion,
and it wasn't,
or at least with the president.
And, of course, the investigation was started to what? Determine the extent of Russian collusion in our 2016 election and whether or not anybody colluded with them.
Right, and to find out if the president was criminally involved.
So they found out some guys lied to the FBI, some guys were a little shady. Well, that's no different than society as a whole, is it?
What, the 2%? Well, no, more of the people close to the president are in trouble with the law than the society as a whole. How many of your friends have been arrested this week?
About 15.
Yeah, right.
No, none of them, thank God.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll take all comers on this. We really have kind of a couple things going on
but
here that we're talking about. No, hold on. Let me recap so we can invite people to call, and then we have a caller, two of them, actually, and then we'll take a break at some point here, but we are asking people to contact us and talk to us about, A, should we investigate the investigators? Joe mentioned the costs. You know, was that money well spent? Third, Rachel Maddow's ratings are plummeting by any standard, and they were already low to start with, so even fewer individuals are watching our TV. Or is that just coincidence? And Fox's news ratings were up the first day of Monday after the Mueller report come up. Now, they've started to stabilize since then. So those are our questions. Call us, 1-800-795-9565. Our telephone number, 1-800-795-9565. Chris, you're going to be the last caller before a quickie break. Bobby, stand by. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I think, first of all, some of the FISA reports have been released already. I don't know which ones he's talking about, of course, because he shoots his mouth off a lot.
We're paying him a lot of money for that. But anyway, go ahead. Joe, which can you elaborate if you wish to?
Well, the president has said he wants to release.
I was talking about the president shooting his mouth off.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's talking about the specific warrants that related to the Steele dossier.
Yeah, the one was reported, and there was a big fight about the whether the court was told about whether they said who paid for the dossier report for the dossier, and it was said in a footnote that political. A political organization paid for it.
A political organization.
I think it was something like an anti-Republican political organization.
I doubt that it said that. I'll have to look
something
that up.
Like that. It was something like that, Joe. Okay. Anyway, and the question is not entirely if Trump colluded, which was always a bad word, collusion. I mentioned that when they first started using it, because collusion isn't always illegal. There was no illegal collusion. But
right.
To determine what collusion's illegal takes a little bit of work, too. Collusion isn't illegal all the time, you know.
When is a collusion negotiation, I guess you could say?
In pursuit of a crime.
And the other question is, and the campaign might have been doing it without Trump doing it. So that's also, it seems to me that it's hard to say that Manafort wasn't colluding with the Russians. I don't understand how you can even say that with the evidence available now. But that's my personal opinion. It doesn't mean it's illegal collusion, though.
All right.
And let's see, what else were you talking about there? About
plummeting
that?
Ratings for the Maddow versus Fox earlier
nonsense,
this week.
Of course. I don't even want to bother that.
Okay.
With that.
How about Nancy Pelosi giving CNN and MSNBC their marching orders to switch off of collusion and on to health care?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you're confusing CNN with Fox News there.
No, not really.
yes, really, because it's since the Bush administration, there's strong evidence that Fox is getting marching orders straight from the White House.
Well, and they're getting their orders from Nancy Pelosi.
Now it's going the other way around. and the White House is getting its orders from Fox. I mean, look how many Fox people are in the administration to start with.
And some of them didn't get in.
But there's a lot of questions about the report, and why aren't they releasing it or taking so long?
Taking so long.
But we'll see. Congress needs to get it at least, because it does. You can't say they didn't find out anything. They found out a lot. They found out lawbreakers. They found out all sorts of details about what the Russians were actually doing. And we're supposed to be getting a report so we can figure out how to stop it, which this administration has done virtually nothing about.
You think the Democrats really want to stop it?
And hadn't done it for 2 years. They started a little about a month or two before the last election.
You think the Democrats really want to stop it, Chris, or do they?
That's the other thing I really was upset about your comment. They switched to health care.
Right.
Well, why did they switch to health care, Joe?
Because they couldn't
answer that question.
Because they couldn't keep beating the dead horse of collusion.
How about because the Trump administration decided to try to invalidate all of Obamacare and throw it out through the courts?
Court already did that. He didn't control the court.
They're trying now to get the rest of it done through the court.
I do, but what they said, and you've mischaracterized it slightly, is that they will testify or they will be in support of the judge's decision that said it was illegal. So it was a legal ruling that Obamacare should not have been passed in the first place.
Yeah, one Texas lower court judge, right?
Well, just like District 9, when they come through with something you like, you don't have any problem with just one court doing it.
And what's the attorney general job in such cases most of the time?
How about the Obama judge, attorney general, said she wouldn't prosecute certain things or follow certain things.
You agree with me that was wrong?
I agree with you that it's their right to do that. It's their right to do it, whether we like it or not.
Okay, it's their right. So why do you think the Democrats switched to health care?
Well, do you know what?
Because Trump decided to support that judge, and he just did it yesterday or the day before.
Day before. Okay, but let's take for a minute. Let's say he does that.
Isn't that sufficient reason, though? You don't have to make up other stuff. That would have turned them all to health care right away anyway. That's my point.
It's a two-pronged issue, Chris. I mean, first you have to get rid of Obamacare, then you have to replace it with something.
If they do it through the courts, then Obamacare is gone with no replace. The Republicans have never had a replacement.
Well, they've had ideas.
They've had a couple ideas that didn't go very far and wouldn't work.
Well, I think
Other
you could submit
that,
Obamacare.
They've had no ideas. They put nothing on the table.
Obamacare hasn't worked either, Chris. Let's face it.
I think it has.
Well, then we must agree to disagree.
Well, you do have 20 million people who weren't insured are now insured.
I would think if the Republicans, and I will concede this. Let me tell you this, Chris. Chris, I will concede this. I'll concede this point for you. Hello, Chris. Chris, I will concede this point to you. If the Republicans manage to get Obamacare off the books, and they don't replace it with something that contains coverage for people with pre-existing conditions, which was very popular among almost everybody who had to buy insurance, and of course, keeping your kid on until 24 or whatever, those two things were very popular. The Republicans cut them out. I think there will be hell to pay for the Republican Party. And President Trump has vowed that.
I agree with you there.
And President Trump has vowed that he wouldn't do that. So let's say that maybe
if it goes through the courts and it's done through the courts instead of legislation, then that is what is going to happen.
But that doesn't mean that the companies have the right to cancel the insurance of people they're already insuring.
Yes, it does, because there's nothing to stop them anymore. The law that prevents that is gone.
Yeah.
That was part of Obamacare.
Well, that required them to sell it. It doesn't require them to cancel it. If they're making money on it.
It gives them the right to cancel it. That's what they were doing before.
But, Chris, let's say you said 20 million people now have insurance. You think the insurance company is going to throw out 20 million clients on day one just because they can?
Well, they will if they're costing them more.
It's sort of like the Brexit. You don't know, and it's very likely.
Well, I don't think it's that likely, but.
Well, they won't because they all don't have pre-existing conditions.
Not all of them do?
The answer to the 20 million is no, but the answer to the pre-existing conditions is very probably yes. Because then they also have to wait till the year's up, I believe. They can't cancel in the middle of a policy. They have to wait till the year's up.
So that gives time for the Congress to do something meaningful to solve the problem, right?
Yeah, and the Republicans' only suggestion so far was a thing like you contribute to the uninsured driver's licenses, uninsured driver's fund that would still make the too expensive for most people to afford. That's been their only real solution to that.
But I can tell you, Chris, and I know people who have been affected by it, that since they have had Obamacare policies, the deductibles, because of these low premiums, if you will, these lower-edge plans, they're being killed on deductibles. I know one person that's paying like $4,000 a month for two people for health care. That's not affordable.
Let's get the Republicans to offer an improvement for that.
But that's not the Republicans' fault.
That's not
the that's not the Republicans' fault. That's the result of Obamacare.
Well, yeah, but the Republicans were in power for 4 years and did nothing to improve it, right?
And the Democrats had 2 years to get it right.
They do not want to improve the way government works. They want people mad at the government.
All right, we got to take a break.
Don't buy that, but
thank you,
Chris.
Well,
I don't buy your theory about Pelosi, so I guess we're even.
Well, that's a good place to end it, Chris. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you so much. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Very important telephone numbers. If you demand fantastic service from fine local businesses where you do business, if you think you need fantastic service, maybe you need delivery, maybe you like a company that supports local fire companies, sports teams, fundraisers, churches, and that sort of thing, then you're talking hometown pharmacies. That's right. They aren't just part of the local community. They support the local community, and they make sure that they hire local individuals, and they hire people who are really part of the solution in their towns. The community leaders, a lot of them, work at the hometown pharmacies. We know folks like Terry out at Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Tyler at Trutz Pharmacy, Steve at Norrie Pharmacy, Jennifer at Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Brad at the Lewisburg Pharmacy aren't just involved in the ownership of these places or leadership of them. They're involved, active in their communities, school boards, councils, townships, you name it, sewer boards, tree commissions. They are folks who are doers. Some of them have longer activity lists than Joe does, if that's even possible. And they are always doing that because they just think that this is a fabulous area. They want you to support this area. Plus, they would like you to walk away from your hometown pharmacy feeling as though you've been well taken care of and treated well. They'll actually make you look forward to going back to the pharmacy, not like a big box of pharmacy where they treat you like a bad number and they're sorry to see you, where the first words out of their mouth is sorry, not sorry. Not that way at a hometown pharmacy where they super serve you. Our hometown pharmacy, Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy. Prime sponsor of our program, the Sunbury Motor Company. We got an open line. 1-800-795-9565. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, Bobby, you got a few moments left before the top of the hour. Go right ahead.
Hey, I'm going to bring up health care, and I'm going to agree with Joe that the Obama campaign for health has not really standardized anything, because as a single person, I've changed health care policies three times, mainly because of the deductibles and the higher the hidden costs that they don't tell you when you're signing up. So I think standardization has to be met, something to put everybody in the same playing field. And when you're buying insurance according to the state where you live in.
True, and all insurance is based on an assessment of risk.
Yes.
And I think the more people in the pool, the easier it is to cover. That's why I think all of us, I'm more than willing to pay a little bit extra to make sure that people who have pre-existing conditions can get coverage.
Yes, yes.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. Yeah, good point. Thank you very much. All right, we'll continue this conversation. We're talking about plummeting ratings from Rachel Maddow and a wide range of other discussions. He would just love to hear from everybody on these topics. And we'll resume. We have some brief news headlines. We'll tell you what's irritating Barbara Bush these days. And I'll give you a hint.
It's Donald Trump.
It has orange hair.
No, it doesn't.
Orange skin? Hard to argue
that
one.
It's the president of the United States.
All right. All right. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. WKOK News Time. It is now exactly 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
And welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. It is the 28th day of March 2019. More important than the day of the month or anything like that is the fact that it is...
What?
What's the most noteworthy thing about today? It's exciting.
It's the second day of spring.
I'm wearing my Cubbies hat.
The first day of baseball season. Yeah,
right. So, regular season starts today. And as Rob would tell me, every team is in first place. Every team is undefeated. And every baseball fan is optimistic, realistically optimic. And so,
although I do need to amend that a little bit.
Oh, please do.
Seattle is 2-0. They played two games in Japan that were regular season games. So everyone else in their division is in second.
And who did they play?
Oh, you had to ask me.
Okay,
that.
Yes.
The Yokohama Mamas?
No.
It was another major league team. Let me check.
Well, they did that while everybody else was enjoying spring training. So that's a good point. Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, and I think as a Cubbies fan, we know that this year is going to be much like many years with a lot of potential and some disappointment.
You're sitting here surrounded by Phillies paraphernalia, and you're telling me you're rooting for the Cubs?
It's an ailment.
It really is. It's a derangement, actually.
Look, our good listener, I told you our listener had it right when he said, Mark is stupid. We get emails all the time that allude to it without being so graphic. So it's more obvious on some
days.
Well,
let's just say your baseball sensitivities could use some readjusting.
All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. All right. What are you, a Browns fan or something in football?
No, I'm loyal to Sunbury Broadcasting. I'm a Phillies fan.
All right. Good for you. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Not random digits. No siree, Bob. They are the toll free numbers that are sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. It's the hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. On the Mark itself, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. You are welcome throughout our program to do as a couple of people have done this morning, and that's email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And you can text us at 70236. And that's the Text Connect system that we talked about in the first part of our program. We got a text, we got an email, but we don't have any calls waiting. So you're welcome to join in our conversation. We're talking about the president, the plummeting ratings for MSNBC, the lack of objectivity. Okay, so now that we know that CNN and MSNBC are biased towards the left and Fox is biased towards the right, where are we going to get objective news? I think people often think of NPR as being left-leaning, and you could probably make that case, but nonetheless, of course, they've interviewed a lot of Republicans lately, that's for darn sure, but nonetheless, where are we going to go? So now we know that our media is biased. Is it going to give an opportunity for some objective news media to pop in, or are we're just going to bask in the glow of knowing that you pick your politics and listen to your favorite reporter? So we kind of alluded to that. So we'll take all comers this morning, 1-800-795-9565. In the news, a big regional volunteer fire response after a two-alarm blaze on Route 204 at Park Road in Winfield yesterday. Volunteers from Winfield, of course, New Berlin, Crotzerville, Hummelsworth, Northumberland, Lewisburg, Shamokindam, Mifflinburg, and White Deer Township all responded. Union County Firewire says the house was fully involved when the volunteers got there. They did make a good stop. A family is displaced by that fire. Where in the Lion Mountain yearbook can the photo appear of a student who committed suicide? The parts where activities and academics are mentioned, if the student was part of that, but not on a student memorial page that calls attention to students who have died over their schooling careers. They don't want suicides on that page in the Lion Mountain School District. That's prompted some controversy. The high school book committee, yearbook committee members wanted to mention a student that took their own life, but the school board said no. Here's Matt Catrillo's follow-up on that story.
Lion Mountain Superintendent Dave Campbell tells WKOK the school board voted this week against allowing the student who died of suicide to be on a memorial page, and that upholds a district policy regarding unacceptable memorials. He said that policy prohibits any memorial for, quote, those who have committed suicide or those that glamorize the method of death. When the request was denied, Campbell says board member Lauren Hackenberg made a motion to allow the yearbook to include a page with pictures of the student without labeling it a memorial page or describing the manner of death. The motion failed for a lack of a second. Campbell says the student's photo can be in other parts of the yearbook where activities or events are displayed, but not as a memorial. Matt Catrillo, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Barbara Bush says Donald Trump caused her angst during the 2016 election and led her to question whether she was still a Republican in the months before she died. The late former First Lady's thoughts about Trump were revealed in excerpts published Wednesday in USA Today of an upcoming biography, The Matriarch. In a February 2018 interview, Bush was asked if she still considered herself a Republican. She replied, "I'd probably say no today." She died in April at the age of 92. Mrs. Bush recalls drafting a funny letter to mail after the election congratulating Bill Clinton on becoming a presidential spouse. But Bush said when she woke up, she realized to my horror that Trump had won. A friend gave the former First Lady a clock that counts down the time remaining in Trump's first term that she kept at her bedside.
And, of course, that all stemmed from the fact that he was hard on Jeb during the primary season.
Well, plus she can, like most people of discerning taste, can see right through him. I think that's probably more so than just picking on Jeb or other presidential candidates. Mostly the fact that anybody who's not just worried about their 401k can definitely see right through the president.
One of our texters says, "I really don't think anything is irritating Barbara Bush. Isn't she deceased? Just saying."
Thank you, sir, for the important information on the show. Yes, we do know that to be true.
Wonderful lady, though.
All right. And let's see. We do have some emailers and some callers. Read this one, and then we'll take
a
call.
One of our emailers says, "You know what is going to come out from the Mueller investigation is all the corruption from the Obama administration and Clinton campaign and Clinton Foundation. Why do you think there was big expansion at Gitmo? It is for Rice, Clintons, Lerner, Brennan, and Clapper." I guess they're all going to be down there. "Where we go one, we go all."
All right.
So they are the Clintons and Lerner and Brendan and Clapper are all going to be at Gitmo.
So all the people indicted during the Obama administration are going to Gitmo?
I don't think these people have been indicted yet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I think he just...
Well, how many people were indicted and jailed during the Obama administration?
For what?
Any crime at all whatsoever.
Here in the United States?
Yeah.
There were a lot of people indicted for crimes during the 8 years he was in
were associated with him?
Oh, no. You didn't make that clear. You said
how many people associated with the president or his campaigns or his dealings were jailed?
I don't know. Probably none that I'm aware of.
Hmm. pretty corrupt, huh?
Well, that's because they haven't gotten the goods on some of them yet.
They didn't get caught. They are so good at getting away with their crimes. Okay, well, that's
and
one way to
some of them haven't
argue.
Really been investigated, like our the former
true.
Attorney General sitting on the airplane discussing golf and grandchildren with Bill Clinton when his wife's under consideration for FBI indictment at the time.
Is that a crime if they didn't discuss
no,
it?
No, but, I mean, everybody thought the people who are coming down on the president think it's terrible that he actually spoke to Putin, but they don't have any problem with the attorney general speaking to the to Bill Clinton when his wife's under FBI investigation at the time.
Well, the president's been office 2 years. Why not ask his AG to look into that or the FBI?
He may well be doing it. I think the inspector general is looking into it.
Doing it secretly and behind the scenes.
Well, no, the inspector general's report isn't. I mean, he's looked at parts of it, so we'll see what he comes up with.
Okay, and how many investigations have Trump? He's only been in office two years.
Oh, I don't know. There's so many investigations
two
going
dozens.
On. You can't follow them without a program.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. Lance, please, speak up. You're on the mark.
Okay. Insofar as objectivity, there are two channels on XM that do exactly that. One is POTUS, which is Politics of the United States for the People of the United States. The other is Triumph, which are reasonable people attempting to do the right thing. That's their mission statement.
And how do you watch them if you're in the House?
And who determines the right thing?
I understand somebody could watch them in a vehicle. How do you watch them in the House? Or do you just listen to them?
You take the serious
app. They're not on TV. This is strictly audio.
And POTUS is objective. Okay, I didn't realize. I have heard about that, but I thought they were left-leaning. But you say they're more objective, eh?
They're more objective than they are left.
Okay.
They are.
Oh, fabulous. Good for them. Okay, thank you.
There. And Triumph, well, they got all kinds of stuff. A lot of the things that you folks have on WMLP, but they're really quite good in that department. And I'll tell you though, Fox has more folks from the left and more articulate than what the other networks have from the right. They really do. I mean, I truly try to be objective. I listen to all of them at one time or another.
And when NPR heard Juan Williams say something they didn't like, they got rid of him, and Fox picked him up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Juan Williams is a very articulate voice for the left. The only people who say that, like the Five, is not balanced, never listen to it. They got somebody there from every point of view you can think of.
Well, I think Juan has to do more heavy lifting than the others because the others all seem to be conservative. But
well. They're libertarian.
Yeah, some.
Libertarians tend to be conservative in some things, like me, and strictly liberal in others.
Well, Juan Williams holds his own.
And what was he let go for from...
Don't you remember he's the one that said that he would have pause to sit next to someone wearing Arabic garb on an airplane or, you know?
Yeah, that's what got him nailed.
Oh, for being honest. That's right.
Yeah,
okay, I forgot about that.
Was.
Well, they have a very high standard at NPR and a very low standard at Fox, so that makes perfect sense.
Oh, man. You're hopeless.
He is.
Of course, I've been called that, too.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Well, one thing here...
That's why people are fleeing the borders of Marktopia in droves.
Well, how come now Russia is a huge geopolitical threat from the Democrats? And when the previous administration was in office, he specifically said, oh, Russia's not a problem at all. They're just fine folks. I mean, they forgot it.
Yeah, I'm surprised somebody didn't want to investigate President Obama for that.
Yeah.
And then the famous comment, tell Vladimir I'll have more flexibility after the election.
You're right.
More flexibility for what?
Yeah, but they just seem to forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a criminal act, though?
No, not necessarily.
No.
Yeah, I think this president's being investigated for, of course, he is 100% innocent, but he is being investigated for actual crimes as opposed to President Obama, which said things which are kind of inappropriate,
no,
I guess.
No, we're going back to the collusion issue. That's what we're talking
right,
about.
Right. No, I'm here. Yeah, I'm following. Thank you.
Okay, well, you looked a little lost over there. I'm trying to be helpful to you.
All right, Lance, go ahead and wrap up. We'll give you the last word. Go ahead.
A businessman not go to Russia after the president himself cleared the place as being not a threat to anybody. Now, think about that.
Good point.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Okay. Well, I got some more stuff, but we'll call later.
Okay. Well, Dan is waiting. I don't want to keep young Dan waiting.
Yep.
Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning. Well, Lance stole some of my thunder.
Oh,
but
man.
Fox is far more objective than any of your other two cable networks. They have more anti-Trump people than Trump people. Maybe not at night, but during the day. Chris Wallace, I love to watch him. He's not a Trumper. I like his program Sunday morning. He's no Trump person. He is totally objective. You won't see anybody like that on CNN or MSNBC. They couldn't get their foot in the door. And so I think your most objective main news network is Fox, where you'll see objectivity. You mentioned Juan Williams. He has no Trumper at all. He presents the other side, and that's what you need. So you do get more objectivity.
But not during prime time, just during the day, though, right?
Yeah, not during the night. It's less, but they do have some at night even.
Well, that's opinion. At night, it's opinion, and that's admittedly it's right-wing opinion.
That's what it is. It's opinion. And they don't come across as being non-opinion. But I must say, Fox News had it right all the time. Not all of them, but the ones at night had it right. The real collusion was in the Democratic Party in the upper echelon of the FBI. They were colluding to get Trump out of office with a coup. They had it right. As much as people don't like Sean Hannity, he had it right all the time. Now, he didn't like them to concur with the investigation. He wanted to get it stopped. But Trump, in his wisdom, left Mueller complete the investigation. And that makes Trump look all the better because he didn't stop it. He didn't fire Mueller. He could have. He didn't. He left things go. Now, what Trump is going to do, Trump was on Sean Hannity last night. I only saw part of it. But he's going to release all the information on how the FISA warrants were obtained. And this could go right back. This could go back to the former president with the collusion in the Democratic Party to have a secret coup against Trump. It could go back to Obama. It'll go back to Hillary for sure. And it looks like it'll go all the way back to the former president that a lot of you lefties think can walk on water. But
what lefties are you talking about? You're talking about Mark, I hope, not me.
Not you. No, but I honestly think that Trump's going to follow through, which when he had rallies after he got elected, he wasn't going to investigate the collusion in the Democratic Party to get rid of him. But now that they pushed this to the limit, but Rachel Maddow's still talking about collusion. She can't get it out of her head. I turned it over for a couple of minutes last night.
Well, maybe we need more investigating.
Yeah,
we certainly haven't done enough.
All right.
Thank you, Dan.
She has it in her head, and she can't admit she made a donkey out of herself.
All right, we got you.
Yep, and you guys have a good one.
You too.
Yeah, thank you so much,
care.
Dan. All right, Steve, stand by. We'll be right back.
Hometown pharmacies, every season, every day. Hi, this is Brad from Lewisburg Pharmacy, and I'm proud to be part of the Hometown Pharmacy family. Everyone's busy nowadays, and sometimes you just run out of time to get the things done. Things like calling the doctor's office to get refills for your prescriptions, and even picking up your prescriptions once they're filled. No worries. Lewisburg Pharmacy's here to help. No matter where you have your prescriptions filled now, Lewisburg Pharmacy can transfer your prescriptions for you. You won't have to lift a finger. We'll fill your prescriptions and even deliver them to you. What makes Lewisburg Pharmacy and all the Hometown Pharmacies great? It's the personalized service we give each and every customer every day.
Now that's the way it should be. The hometown feel we all want, but seems hard to find. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, do so much more than the big box stores. Every season, every day.
Hometown pharmacies in Mifflinburg, Northumberland, Bloomsburg, Mount Pleasant Mills, and the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg, making a local difference every season, every day.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. That's Joe coughing. I'm Mark Lawrence.
I forgot to hit the cough button.
It's all right. You cough away.
Just clearing my throat.
It's not the coughing. It's the coffin they carry you off, and that's what you have to worry about. What? That's what they say about smoking.
Where did you pick that up?
Oh, from people telling people to stop smoking.
Put it back down.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's what Steve dialed about 20 minutes ago. Good morning, sir. You are on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hanging in. How about you?
Good. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to listen in for a while, and I have really missed Joe's linguistic somersault, not to mention his false equivalencies, which every time I listen, they take the cake.
You miss them.
Now today, what Joe says is, okay, we know that Bill Clinton had a conversation with the Attorney General. This was back during the election on the tarmac of the airport. And I'll grant you, Joe, that wasn't good. You know, Bill Clinton should have kept his nose out of things. Now, Joe comes along and says that is equal to some of Trump's conversations with Vladimir Putin and some of Trump's interactions with Vladimir Putin. You know, let's take the worst-case scenario in both of these. Let's say that when Bill Clinton was speaking to the Attorney General, let's say Bill was asking that the Attorney General go easy on Hillary Clinton's emails, which we don't know, but let's take the worst-case scenario. Now, let's take the worst-case scenario of Joe's hero, Trump. Because, you know, when Donald Trump spoke to Vladimir Putin, and we're talking about probably the two most major officials in the world, no interpreters may have been there, but no notes were taken. We have no idea what was said between them. And then Donald Trump comes out of his meeting with Vladimir Putin and basically absolves Russia and Putin of any responsibility in Russia's efforts to influence the 2016 election. So, Joe, I got to hand it to you. You've done it again.
But you've missed one, Steve. Steve, you've missed one, old friend. You missed the one where President Obama whispers to the Russian foreign minister, tell Vladimir after the election I'll have more flexibility. More flexibility to do what? To do what, Steve?
What's wrong with that? You know,
what's wrong with the president meeting with Putin?
Joe, after the election, Barack Obama's a private citizen.
No, this was while he was in office, Steve. This was 2 years into his last term.
I understand that. But what he said was, after the election, after it's all over, I'll have more flexibility. I'll be able to speak to you.
No, that was in the midterm. That was the midterm.
Yeah, it was 2011.
It was 2011, Steve. It was the midterm.
Okay. But even so, I'm not so sure. I don't really see any problem with a statement like that. But at least I'll tell you this, Joe, at least we know Barack Obama said it and intended it for Putin. Now, what do we see, you know, whereas with Donald Trump, the only thing we know for sure he has ever said to Vladimir Putin is, Russia, if you're listening, I hope you can find the 30,000 missing emails.
Right.
But, of course, you know, thanks to the Barr report, we know that that doesn't really measure up to collusion.
Well, you know, you conveniently leave out some of the other facts regarding the President Obama's dealing with the Russians, the fact that he felt that they were not a threat and made fun of his opponent in the presidential election for saying that Russia was the biggest threat we faced. And now it's suddenly a big threat because it's Donald Trump who's the president. Why wasn't it a big threat when Barack Obama was telling people that it wasn't?
You know, I'll tell you, at least Barack Obama never tried to contradict his own intelligence officials. You know, if Barack Obama, because at least under Barack Obama we had a normal presidency, whereas under Trump we have the most abnormal presidency in the history of this country. But at least Barack Obama, if he did say that, he was basing it on information from his intelligence officials because he listened. His intelligence officials, as we know.
And so sometimes they've got
Donald
it wrong.
Trump does not listen to his intelligence officials.
And so were Barack Obama's intelligence officials wrong when they told him that Russia was not a major threat?
You got me.
Well, he right to listen to them? I mean, I think you can cite instances all through our history where intelligence officials got it wrong and misled presidents, starting with John Kennedy and the Bay of Pigs. If you want to find a starting point.
So you're saying, what you are now saying, Joe, is that intelligence officials get things wrong, but a corrupt real estate developer from Manhattan in New York City, he gets it right.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying sometimes a president has to use his own judgment despite whatever else is said to him. Harry Truman did it when he fired General MacArthur. He was told, oh, you can't do that. It'll destroy the country. There'll be riots in the streets. But he did it because he thought it needed to be done.
And, you know, and I know Harry Truman, from the little I've read, did not really have a lot of respect for the diplomatic corps. I think he called them the pinstripe boys or something.
And he didn't have a lot of respect for economists either.
But, you know, I believe, and this is just an assumption, but let's give it a shot. I think most presidents at least have listened to their intelligence officials, have taken, you know, Obama was famous for getting information. He would ask for information on both sides of the issue, and then he would make up his mind. We got a guy in the White House now, he can't even read. He won't even read the stuff from his intelligence official.
He can read. He chooses not to.
I take it back. Donald Trump does know how to read. Okay, I'll grant you that. He probably does. Got a college degree that his father paid for. That's no problem. So I'll buy that.
Yeah, it's better than those liberals who are bribing their way into the big colleges.
Well, I don't know that they're all liberal. How do we know they were all liberal?
They're all Hollywood types. Well, we know the two biggest ones.
Right. So, you know what? Hollywood types are all liberal. Broadcast types are all liberal. So, what does that make?
Not
you
all
Mark,
of us.
Raging liberals, I suppose.
Well, Mark, yes.
Hollywood type.
Mark, yes, as, not me.
I'm very Hollywood-y.
As long as I have your attention, this stuff that, you know, none of the networks have present the other side. Hey, every single day from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock on MSNBC, there is a TV show hosted by a woman who was an official under George W. Bush. Every day on MSNBC from 6 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock in the morning, there's a program hosted by a former Republican congressman who finally became an independent because he could not stomach the curse of Donald Trump in Washington. So believe me, you know, MSNBC has plenty of Republicans.
Oh yeah, Joe and Mick are just souls of moderation. I mean, I'm right down the middle every day.
All right, you two,
tell me
enough.
Another one.
Thank you so much for calling in, Steve. We'll have some opportunities for you to be on the show in the weeks ahead, so stay tuned.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
See you, Steve. Take care, buddy.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We got a call come in. Perfect time for a quickie break. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Hey, welcome back.
Yes.
WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. Thumping bumper music from Rob Center, the best producer in the world. So we appreciate his hard work. Thank you, sir. Salute to Rob Center.
And we have an email relating to our last caller. Mike says, your caller should be aware that Trump has real estate adventures far away from us, and also that Trump used to be a Democrat. You can't cherry-pick the political work history to fit your slanted views.
All right, another one. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Margaret says, hi, guys. Did I hear Lance say that reporters on the left are more articulate and informed than reporters on the right? I feel that way, but I'm biased.
Yeah, she's right. All right, Mike, you're on the mark. Go right ahead.
Hey, I have a suggestion for all you fine folks for a generally recognized neutral outlet for news and information. And that would be C-SPAN. Have any of you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, yeah, it's not really...
They don't do hard news.
Well, they have all kinds of... They cover the Congress from 10 o'clock on every morning from 7 till 10. There's a phone-in show called Washington Journal. They have a conservative number. They have a Republican number, a Democratic number, an independent number where they call in all the different people's views that are all discussed. From all different angles, and that goes on 7 days a week.
But don't you think they're overly controlled?
They have all kinds of shows after that.
But they're overly controlled by Congress.
And, discussions with all kinds of different people.
But they're overly controlled by Congress. They're not allowed to show the fact that most of the time.
No, that's not true.
Let me explain.
They're provided by the cable companies throughout the United States.
But what
the cable network.
They're not allowed.
They don't get any funding from. Any governmental source.
They're not allowed to broadcast the fact that these guys are speaking to a completely empty chamber.
What?
They're not allowed to take distant shots when they're doing close-ups of these guys coming in after the sessions are over speaking. They're not allowed to show that they're speaking to an empty chamber.
What?
What are you talking about? Well, that's only when there's when Congress is in the session. They have somebody come in to...
Right, but they're not allowed. They're not allowed to show.
Pretend like it's in session. I forget what that's called.
But they're not allowed to show that.
What are you talking about? They cover Congress every single day.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, they're not allowed to pull back and show that there's nobody else there listening.
So Congress has some strings attached.
What are you talking? So what? If there's people there, there aren't people there. They cover it both times.
Well, that's just to make it look like what the congressman is saying is more important. The people are there listening to it, and they aren't.
I don't even understand where you're coming from. What are you talking about?
Maybe I'm not.
You don't want unbiased coverage of what goes on in Congress?
Well, yes. C-SPAN obviously does a lot of coverage, so that much we know for
sure. They do a lot of what's he talking about?
Well, Joe says there's times when people, in order to boost their personal ratings or whatever, they'll do an address at the podium in the congressional hall, but there's no one there. There's no one to hear it. They're just doing it themselves.
Yeah, well, so what? That's the nature of the beast, isn't it?
Right.
Both sides
so
well,
apparently they're not allowed to zoom out. They won't let C-SPAN zoom out.
Thank
so
you. You do understand what I was saying.
So you see that the hall is empty.
Well, what does that have to do with the price of beans, though? I mean,
nothing.
What about when everybody is there?
Beans are run independently by the farmers. All right. Thank you, Mike.
I like beans.
Man, you guy, you kill me. Thank you.
No, we don't want to do that, Mike.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even say that. Paul, you're on the mark.
You guys don't remember the only two programs that actually broadcast news as it was news. And it was in CBS. And the first one was called The Big Story, and the other one was You Are There. And at the end of the program, they had the characters or the credits as to who did the research and where the news could be found. And you guys don't do that.
Well, yeah, but You Are There was a dramatic recreation of events in the past. It was not actual news as it was happening, Paul.
Okay, that's true.
Moses came down from the mountain.
Now is news that is happening now, but it won't be known as to the truth of the news until later when it becomes history.
Well, when it's history, I'll read it.
You'll already know it.
You might find it under the funny section.
you lived it. All right. Thank you, Paul. Yeah, good point. Who thought of those? One of our listeners says, watch MSNBC and CNN. They never have opposing points of view. At least Fox News gives both sides on shows, such as Tucker and the Ingram angle. X22 on YouTube gives both points of view, says one of our good listeners.
What does WWG1WGA mean?
It must be where they are on YouTube, or it must be their YouTube.
I don't know. It looks like it's
symbol.
Some sort of worldwide whatever. No, well, I don't know. Maybe our writer can tell us what he meant by that.
And he's a Cleveland Browns fan, so he's obviously very smart.
I don't know. Either that or very...
Come on now, don't say it. All right, this one. We got another one.
All right. Larry G. says, good morning, fellas. While you are speaking about the various news stations, I feel the need to make a clarification of something that was said yesterday on your show. A caller indicated that Disney was controlling Fox News. His comment was not correct. Fox Corp. still exists, independent from Disney. It's primarily a news and sports company now, though it does still own the Fox TV network. The last one is still at Fox Corp because no one corporation can own more than one broadcast network, and Disney already owns ABC. Good point, Larry.
Thank you. Appreciate that. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We would love to hear from you today. Not too many texts lately, so you can send those to 1-800-795-9565. 70236. I'm sorry. Text us at 70236 if you're signed up for the Text Connect system. So give us a message in that manner. We would just love to read that. And you can check it out. Bobby, thanks. We got one call waiting. That would be Bobby again, and one call coming in. Bobby D. from Sunbury. Go right ahead.
Yes, as far as the media and what they're licensed to do, of course, you know, when AM radio started, that you know, with the stations and that, to cover and service you know, your local areas and your regional areas and stuff, and that's the main, you know, as far as the main, you know, original licensing, of course, what was considered news back then. And then when I started at WKOK in 1973, when Joe started his broadcasting career, the quote, well, what's considered news, has drastically changed in the, you know, the producing standpoint in that. So as a consumer, it's just, you know, it's my responsibility as well as anyone else to try to decipher what we have.
Okay.
All right, we got you, brother. Thank you so much. Appreciate
it.
Thanks for all your years of broadcast work. Very much appreciated. All right, 1-800-795-9565.
Nothing. I'm waiting for you. Keep going.
What? Should I explain to people what happened?
No. Keep going. Let's move on.
1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, which is empty right now, which will give me a wonderful opportunity before we take a quickie break. Fill up the toll-free line, please. Call us 1-800-795-9565.
You say Phillip's on the toll-free line?
I'm not sure what I meant to say, but what I meant to say was call us now, fill up the toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummels Wharf. Find out more about them at sunburymotors.com. They sell Ford, cars and trucks, great big Ford trucks, great big little Ford cars, Hyundai, wonderful vehicles, ultra reliable. Check them out in Consumer Reports. Kia, the new Telluride, which will be in shortly, but the Sorento and all the rest of the vehicles are just superb vehicle. Kia, boy, right on the cutting edge of fabulous vehicles. And Lincoln cars and trucks. My Lincoln Navigator pickup truck is parked right along 4th Street in Sunbury, and it looks beautiful. It's just waiting for somebody to say, hey, that's my truck. If you don't need a new vehicle.
I thought
vehicle,
it was yours. Why don't you go claim it?
I will. I got to go down. I got to get my bride to go down. I'll need her signature.
Take your wife, take your checkbook, and come on down.
Oh, I've heard that phrase before.
Bring your wife, bring your title.
All right. She's wife, my lovely bride. That's her title. All right, we got a call coming in. Anyway, Sunbury Motor Company, premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks and all sizes of trucks. If your car busts, they have a master towing service with decades of damage-free experience. If your car is out of alignment, if it's starting to lean to the left, well, then you can put it on the objective road right down the middle at their alignment shop. If somebody scritches it, they got a body shop. If your tires seem flat, they'll pump you up with nitrogen. SunburyMotors.com and the place to find out more about the Sunbury Motor Company.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Get up. Boy, the DJ is the great guy over there, isn't he?
Yeah, Rob makes Center. You want to dance.
Talk to us. 1-800-795-9565. Cindy, thank you for waiting through the break. You are on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
And the sun is shining. Isn't that glorious? You know, what I think has happened is that we are dealing with the blurring of the lines. And by that I mean that news, things we think are peddling news, are actually peddling opinion. And where the news comes in is kind of sparse on some of these networks, many of them, frankly. And it's up to us as the consumers to recognize that that's happening. In fact, I think just this last week or so, excuse me, one of the people on CNN acknowledged this. They don't go out and do journalistic reporting anymore. They just shape the issues for people and then tell you what to think. That's my editorializing that last sentence there, tell you what to think. But they do. That's really what they've turned their purpose into. Rather than just giving facts and letting you, trusting in your intelligence and your power of conclusion and thought process, they tell you what to think, fearing, you know, that you might dare to think for yourself. Mm-hmm. That's how I see it.
You've got a good
point. So when you watch these things, maybe you could, I agree with the gentleman that talked about C-SPAN and PCN. They are unbiased reporting. How is it that it's unbiased? Because I sit there and hear you say what you say. No one's going to tell me what you said or shape what you said or edit what you said or cherry pick a damning sentence or an especially meaningful one. They just let you get up there and say what you have to say. And that's the beauty of it. You know, yesterday I was watching the Pennsylvania legislature argue over refunding a program that had been nixed about 7 years ago. And I'm sure that there are people in that debate who would like to take the words of their fellow legislators and reshape them to their purpose, but they can't do that when I sit there and watch it on television, and I know exactly what they said because I heard it. That's the beauty of PCN's coverage, direct coverage. Now, I hear you, Joe, that you can't back up during the one-minute speeches where they let any legislator can come down and give a one-minute speech about whatever they want, right? Mm-hmm. And some of them make prolific use of this. Isn't it Ted Poe from Texas? Every day he's out there giving a speech. He's raising his concerns about some issue. And that's okay by me. of course, he's no different than this young woman who proposed the Green Deal, who comes out on a regular basis and uses the media to make her points.
True. No argument.
No argument, Joe. This is a talk show. Aren't you supposed to argue with me?
Well, no, I think you're not when you're right.
And apparently you and I aren't good for Congress because they'll argue with each other even when they're both right.
Well, you're wrong. It's a waste of time, and we shouldn't be doing that.
Okay.
How about
I
that?
Stand correct.
Are you happy now?
My life is fulfilled. But really, my good friends that are listening, you know, take everything that you see with a grain of salt. I can understand how difficult it must be to report things. Mark and Joe, who've been reporters, could reflect on this. Without allowing your personal biases and opinions to creep in. But today, it's carte blanche. It's just constant. I see it in the words that they use, in the language, in how they subtly vilify or saint one person over another. You know, it'd be like saying, that old white guy, Joe, he beat that poor, sweet, innocent Cindy O'Hara in the race. You know, that's the kind of reporting they're doing when they should just say, Joe outran Cindy O'Hara and won. You know, that's not the kind of reporting we get anymore, sadly.
No, but I'll tell you, the fellow who trained me in news in the early 1960s in Harrisburg used to say, Joe, the news is what we say it is.
Well, that's true. Well, that's true.
And, you know, because we make decisions every day, there's a finite amount of time, and you have to decide what stories to cover, what stories not to cover. And so we have to, well, his point wasn't anything nefarious. It was that we have to make judgments about what gets on the air, what form it takes on the air, and how long it runs on the air.
Well, and witness the fact that yesterday we got an email from a man that says the media is ignoring the flooding in the Midwest because all the networks and us are making decisions about how much coverage, and we've been covering a lot of local things and not the flooding, he said.
Well, yeah. You know, and there's only so many minutes. It's odd that they invest so much time in stuff I can't change and doesn't change my life, like sports and celebrity news and what's the Queen and her family doing. I mean, why do they spend any time? We fought a war to ditch the English. Why do we spend an incredible amount of time waxing poetic about their family? It seems kind of silly to me.
Why do people
anyway.
Like? Well, yeah, we
it
asked
seems
that
like
one.
A huge drain on the English economy as well, having a
they
royal
are?
Family.
I think they're some of the Miss Elizabeth is one of the richest women in the world. I don't know why they would be a huge, except for the same kind of showmanship disrupts their communities in terms of security, et cetera, for them, as we have here when you have national political committee conventions or the Super Bowl or, I mean, we have the very same kind of behavior where national resources are put to providing certain services to so to showmanship things.
I'm pretty sure the royal family is to some extent subsidized by the British people.
I would be interested in hearing exactly what that is. Outside of security, which is like we provide for the president and the vice president and speaker, that kind of stuff.
Well,
anyway.
We had lots of people mesmerized during a royal wedding that wasn't too long ago.
Well, they can be, I'm just
couple
saying. Well, that's true. And I don't have a problem with them covering that, but why is that national news, right? You have 30 minutes, actually more like 20 or 18 or something like that, but in trying to get between the commercials. So why would you, with all the challenges in this country to deal with, spend time on that?
Yep, good questions. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cindy. I really appreciate the call. Well, Joe wraps up his retirement shortened week. Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, I was just looking here. The finances of the British royal family come from a number of sources, including the government. So
tomorrow, Joe will be a believer replaced by John Shipman, our good Sunbury friend, who's very active in a wide range of
community and municipal endeavors.
Tell John I said hi.
All right, will do. One of our listeners, who we said it was a Cleveland Brown fan, Mr. Charles, says he's been a fan since 1962. He didn't get on the Browns bandwagon. This is WKOK Sunbury.